We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
South Florida. Every game of the Heat in the NBA Finals. Every game of the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final can be heard here. WQAM Miami. WPOW HD2 Miami. WKIS HD2 Boca Raton.
Sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-3. That's 1-800-747-3733.
An Odyssey Station.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. What are you doing, Leroy? You good? You got like some weird stuff going on there, dude. I don't know. Very excited to talk to our next guest. We love this dude, man. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The Dragon, Goran Dragic, joining us there on the show. Guys. Goran, what's going on, dude? How are you, man? How's things been?
I'm good. What about you guys? Long time no see.
Yeah. Long time no see, dude. No, listen, I saw you at the game on a couple nights ago, Game 6.
And crazy game, man.
That was a wild one. Did you like when you go to that, Goran? Do you think Miami can bounce back from that, or did you think like, oh no, this is gut punch, and that's a tough one to come back from?
You know what? I was a little bit skeptical, you know, because when you lose game like that and you have to go and play game 7 away, it's like, okay, I don't know if they can bounce back. But then when I saw a post-game interview by Spo, I was like, okay, they're ready. they want that game right away. So, and I knew that, you know, Jimmy going to show up, Bam, everybody else, so. Was amazing game 7.
He's a supposed maniac, Gogi. Like, he's been sounding like, you know, drop us off in parachutes. He like was crazed after that game. Like, can you give us an example, your time with him? Like, what is an example of what a competitive maniac Eric Spoelstra is?
I mean, Spo is amazing. First of all, he never used no excuses, you know. Doesn't matter who is out, who is hurt. If he's going to have five guys, he's like, hey, we got enough. We're going to go there. We're going to make a plan. You know, we're going to play hard. And at the end of the day, we're going to live with the results. And that's what I love about Spo. He always prepare you well. You know, he's the best coach in the league right now. And he's shown that. And, you know, he just believes. And I think so that he gives that confidence to all the players that they believe too, and you know, that's why they're in the finals.
Go on, your guy Jimmy Butler. He's been amazing this postseason. Seeing what he did in that series in Milwaukee, what was going through your mind seeing that dude? Like, he was on the next level.
You know, I think so. He's tricking people. You know how. Because the regular season, he doesn't shoot threes. And then when the playoffs comes, he starts shooting threes and he's making all the threes. So, but no, I mean, Jimmy is a hell of a player, superstar in this league. I mean, he's shown that every time when the playoffs starts, he just elevates his game and he's on another level. And he got that confidence and everybody is following him. And he's been a unbelievable to watch him and to play alongside him. And, you know, I wish him all the best in the finals.
Talking to Goran Dragic, who's joining us here on the show. This finals matchup, Goran, what do you think of, you know, Denver's that Jokic is so damn good,
the
dude.
Giants.
He's so damn good. Like, like when you see him, you play against him, what the hell makes him so special?
I mean, everything, you know, just his size, how he's controlling the game, he's bringing the ball up. And, you know, it's really tough to stop him because he can score, he can shoot the ball from outside, and one of the best thing that he has, he sees the floor. You know, you can, you cannot just come and double team him because he's always is making the right pass, and that's why he, you know, he gives confidence to his teammates. And you know, last night, if you look, five different players scored double digits, and it's really tough to stop, because if you go double team him, then everybody else is going to be open for a shot. So you have to pick and choose, you know, what you're going to do. So,
well, the problem is nobody's tall enough to cover up his line of sight.
I mean, yeah, I agree. But at the same time, you know, if you look at the LA Lakers series, AD is tall enough, but he could. So, you know, it's like.
Yeah.
I think you have to do you have to be okay that Jokic is going to score his, you know, because he's a dominant guy. You're not going to be able to stop him, but you have to stop everybody else around him. So,
what do you think about just putting pressure on him the second he gets the ball? So instead of just letting him just mosey up along the court, you put pressure on him in the backcourt and then cut the time that he has to view, you know, everything, and maybe that puts pressure on him to make quicker passes.
You know what? I think so that will work a little bit, but then he's like LeBron. You know, he calibrates and immediately he adjusts. So I think so he would just give ball to Murray. Okay, take the ball over. He would run, seal, and get the ball on the low post, and from there, or high post, and from there he would play.
Back, right.
So, you know, so it's really tough to say. And you know what I'm impressed with him? He's so big, but he got motor, man. If you watch him, he doesn't stop. He's always moving. You know,
not very fast, but he's always moving.
Not very, yeah, exactly. Not very fast, but he's moving. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. He's not still. So that's right. what is really crazy to me. You know, he does 1-2 dribbles. He passes the ball. Then he goes set the screen. Then he dives a pocket pass. He get the ball. He finish it, or he spray it to the corner. I mean, he just know how to play. He's similar to Bam a little bit to that regard. You know.
Right.
Goran, do you you know, Jimmy was talking after the game, like, you know, he wants to put more pressure on the rim. Doesn't get a lot of free throws. What makes him tick, man? Like, when you watch Jimmy, you play a sign. When do you know that he has that mode, and when do you not? Like, when do you know, like, he's more in that facilitating lay-back mode? Like, do you know on a certain game day, like, oh, this Jimmy's just got it right away? Like, when do you know he's going to be that, you know, killer that he is, you know, Jimmy, playoff Jimmy, and when's he going to be, like, team guy, let everybody involved? Like, I guess, when can you tell that he's got that going on a certain night?
I mean, definitely when the playoff starts, you know, he's different Jimmy. You know, he's more passionate, more energy, more everything. You know, he challenged the guys more, you know. But, you know, what I like about Jimmy, he never forces the game. You know, he always waits the game to come to him. And doesn't matter if he's like maybe the first quarter, he always going to drive the ball. And if you watch, he always going to pass. He always going to spray the ball out and try to make his teammates more feel more comfortable, try to you know, them going, because he knows if they're going to start making shots, then he's going to have more room to operate it, you know, down the stretch. But, you know, for him, you know, he's always putting pressure on the rim, couple of layups, couple of fouls, get on the free throw lines, then he's going to feel confident, then he's going to take those mid-range pull-ups, and then couple of threes. So, you know, it's always the same. And that's why he's so unique, because he doesn't force the issue, you know.
What do you got coming up this summer, man? What are you doing to down here in Miami? What's Goran Dragic got planned for the offseason?
I mean, you know, 305 is my home anyway. So, you know, I live here. My kids are here. So, in a few days, I'm going to go back to Europe to see my I'm going to the finals of Champions League, taking my son. You know, he plays soccer, so we're going to Istanbul. And then I'm going to watch my brother. He's playing in the finals too. So, yeah, I'm going to have a busy summer. I'm still deciding if I'm going to go and play in the World Cup, so we'll see.
Oh, you might come back to international ball. You thinking about making a comeback?
Yeah, maybe. You know, last year our exit was not the best. You know, we have the really good team, and we lost in quarterfinals against the Poland.
That's like the legend coming back, dude. You're the MVP of that team that shocked everybody. Like, yeah, that would be huge news.
Now it's a little bit different, you know. Luca is the best man for sure, you know. So if I'm gonna come back, I'm just gonna follow Luca and you know, just to be a support, of course, not to play heavy minutes, you know, be there for the young players and be a good vet and, you know.
How many do you have a sense of what you want next year for NBA? Like, what would be the ideal scenario for you?
You know what? I still want to play another 1 or 2 years. So, you know, I know, you know, whatever. I'm here for the, you know, a vet who knows the game and just to be a good present to the young players, you know, just to help and be the voice. So whatever comes, you know, I'm not stressing. I had a hell of a career, 15 years. Of NBA, so we'll see. I'm still hungry. I still want to play, you know, 10 minutes a game. I still can give you a quick, you know, 10 points, 3, 4.
You already got your stat line ready. Hey, that's negotiating. You say, well, what can you give us, Gogi? You just give me a stat line. 10, 15 yeah, minutes?
Hey, you know, Leroy, no back-to-backs, though.
Hey. Woo! You already.
Those back-to-backs, man, whoa.
No more of that.
It hits you different this time than before, man.
You paid your dues on the whole back-to-back score. You don't got to get – well, listen, man, you know what? We're all selfish. We want you back here.
Yes.
Like, that's, like, ideally, like, how – like, that would that be an ideal scenario? Would you like one more run with Miami before it was all said and done? Or, you know, listen, you had a great run here. It's not a must.
I mean, look, how should I put it? I live here. My kids are here. So definitely – you know, if I'm looking to finish my career, I mean, you know, it would be a no-brainer to finish in Miami. You know, this is my home. I spent an unbelievable 7 years here. I love all the players, all people in the front office, Coach O, Coach Spo, Coach Quinney. I mean, you know, those guys give me everything. So, and this is the city that I see myself, you know, in the future. So. Hell yeah, why not?
Before we get you out of here, man, a couple more about your about the Heat. Tyler Hero, it's maybe he's going to be making a return. How tough you think that is, Goran, if Tyler is to kind of come back, hasn't played since since game one against you guys. Like, how tough do you think it is to get involved, Tyler, or do you think he could really provide something for this series?
You know, I think you need all hands on deck right now. You know, doesn't matter. You know, Tyler missed what? He missed how long? 14 games?
Yeah, it's been like it's been
six
like
weeks.
Yeah, it's almost six weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you know, Tyler is a baller, man. He got that confidence. You know, the only thing I don't know about his cardio. You know, I think so. They can you know build him up. I don't know, you know, if he was doing something, but you know, he can score. He can score that ball, and I think so that. Definitely help Jimmy, you know, Bam, Gabe, you know, Martin. Because last game, you can see, you know, Jimmy was not at his best. You know, Martin was not. So they need some scoring, you know. I think so Bam was good. Of course, Bam has a tough task to do. You know, he needs to get involved with everybody. He needs to score and to defend Jokic. So,
yeah.
You know, you need somebody, you know, you need everybody to step it up. You know, Strus to shoot the ball well, Duncan, you know, Tyler. So, yeah.
And this Udonis Haslam's last year. He says he's going to wrap it up, man. You mean that dude means the world to you, I know. But, like, you know, what is it? What do you think about UD's career coming to an end? Do you have a favorite memory with Udonis that just sticks out with your time with him?
I mean, every day with him was special. I mean, he's so funny, man. You guys should. He should say, I hope he's going to have some, I don't know, TV show or something, because I want people to see how funny he is and what a nice human being. And first of all, a great leader. I mean, I think so would be a perfect ending, you know, to win a championship on his last year. Well, I read somewhere that this is his, he was in the finals in all three decades or something.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah. Yeah.
2000s,
2010. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So I think so, you know, I wish that for him, not only for him, but for Jimmy, for Spo, you know, to win it. And then, you know, if this is his last year, it would be, you know, hell of a career.
Hey, man, I can't thank you enough for giving us some time, man, during your off season. Enjoy Europe with your son. That sounds like an amazing, amazing trip, dude. And all the best to you, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
you guys,
Kobe.
You guys do a good job. I'm watching you guys show. You guys are funny, man.
we try. When he doesn't want to kill me,
you know, Leroy, you need to fight back a little bit. don't let him bully you, man.
Yeah, that's what he does. He's a bully.
I'm not a bully, dude. Appreciate it. Go on.
Thanks,
take care, man.
Thanks, Gogi.
There you go.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
There you go. Goran Dragic. He's simply the best,
but
man.
He's awesome.
He's the best.
Like, he rules.
He's awesome. Like, it's funny. Plus, if you ever need to know anything,
that's
he's
a guy.
He's
the source.
He's Gogi to spill the beans.
Yeah.
By accident.
Thanks to.
He could always.
We're not going to get any tampering charges, right?
No.
Nah, he's a free agent now, dude.
Free agent.
Free agent. We're good. That's Goran.
No, listen, everybody knows Gogi wants to play here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't want our show to be the reason for tampering. That's why. I don't want Pat Riley calling up this number.
I want him back on the Heat so much.
He answered the question. No, silly sauce said we're tampering.
I want him back so much. I want him back.
Of course you do, because you want to have somebody you can interview every week.
Yeah.
We have two guys. Gogi is your Bob, right?
Yeah.
Duncan Robinson's on line one right now. He's kind of jealous right now.
But I'm saying, like, there's two guys down here that no matter what they do, Tobin will love.
Have they met Gogi and Bob? Have they met in person yet?
I don't know.
That's the
interview. I should have asked him if he wants it. Well, I mean, he's a soccer guy. I don't know if he likes hockey.
That's the interview we need to have.
I don't know how
Leroy.
I don't know how much hockey they have in Slovenia.
Tobin.
I don't know.
If there's hockey anywhere, especially in Slovenia,
there's some people
making money.
I don't know. How many Slovenian NHLers are there?
Let me look during the break for you. How about that?
That up for me, Trevor. We'll take a break. Thanks to Goran. We'll be back after this.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Thanks again to Goran Dragic for joining the show. Some people said that made them forget about the game one loss. They were so happy to see his face.
Oh man, listen. Regardless of what I think, whether he should have signed him or not, I still love Gogi.
I love him.
He's like, and the funny thing is that he's even more fun when you're face to face chit chatting with him.
Yeah,
that a boy,
right? He really is.
I'd like to just go get drinks with Gogi and see what
right.
That, shoot,
but
the
that's
lead.
Like me and you D go at all the time, like, and everybody thinks, oh, why you got a problem? Because we cool, right? Every time we go somewhere, we're at the same event, I'll take a picture and send it to Tobin. Like, look, this my boy.
I know.
You're right.
But. You know, I
still don't like the joke.
I did a Michigan golf tournament. Mm-hmm. So I sent a selfie of me and Glenn to Zaslow.
That's his number one.
That's his
number
guy.
One. He loves. Well,
how fun are those Michigan golf tournaments? Are those like a barn burner?
The one we go to is down here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's only a handful of guys that are down here.
Okay.
The ones in Michigan are crazy.
We need you to go to the Michigan one. I need you and Taylor Lewan to start drinking beers together.
I want
to
know, speaking of Michigan guys.
What's up?
You haven't reached out to Jalen Rose since the whole humidity thing, have you?
No. I was gonna ask to see if I could get him to come on, because one of the other things that I wanted to like kind of kick the tires on is that Michigan basketball would never be back as long as the Fab Five is not a part of it. And when they hired
Juwan, yeah,
that was a way of getting that crew all back together, because the way everybody benefited from the Fab Five except the Fab Five. That doesn't happen anymore. But to then go at those young men the way they did, and everybody just doing whatever they could to them just to save face, was unfair, right? And so it cost them friendships, right? But the university just moved on, right? And so it cost them a lot more than it cost anybody else, and I hated seeing that.
Yeah, I agree. That was mm-hmm. You know what is funny about the Jalen Rose thing, though? Funny enough, as much as people made fun of him, damn, if Wayne Gretzky didn't make the same point 100 times during the Eastern right. Conference Finals. And yes. I was like, wait a minute, that's a thing? He goes, ice stinks down south. I'm like, what?
It's actually
a thing?
It's very true. Like,
I didn't know that.
Anywhere down south, like especially here, Tampa, Arizona, and a few other spots.
There are some hockey noob things that I don't know. Like, I didn't even realize, like, they were like, oh, that ice, it's terrible by the time they're in the fourth overtime. I was like, that's a thing? You can't just make the ice better with the Zamboni?
If you watch that, remember when the bubble, when the ice was just horrible when, like, it was the fourth game in Toronto? That's how bad the ice is.
Oof.
Toby, come to the hockey circles. You like it a lot more, actually.
I mean, I've been to enough ice rinks down here, but it's like, I only go for, like, the open skate with the kids when they have to be on, like, Bob the Seal.
We do have a Slovenian update, by the way. Three players.
Three players from Slovenia are currently in the NHL?
There's one currently in the – he's the former captain of the LA Kings, Anzi Kopitar.
Yeah, all right. There you
he's
go
won
there.
A couple Stanley Cups. Kind of a big
okay, wait, that's wait, wait. That's they got more players than Florida.
No.
Shane Gostisbehere's from Florida.
There's a couple local kids from the Ice Den who have been in the NHL.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. You know.
But that's what I'm saying. Look, the samesies.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got two teams in the same state, and you don't have that many players from Florida.
We got, Finland's kind of weird. There's not a ton. I mean, like Barkov being Finnish
here,
is not a,
here.
A common
is it,
one.
Is it safe to say
we're in the trust
that
trade.
Any place that produces snow is probably going to have a hockey player?
Yes. Connecticut is the king of hockey players.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Why are we sitting here acting like it's not
– I don't know.
Russia, Serbia, Czech, all that snow, somebody playing hockey. I'm just making an assumption here.
It's kind of cool that Goran Dragic is coming back to Slovenian basketball.
Yeah.
Can I get that Slovenian jersey, though?
That's what
I really want.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that was kind of crazy.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Lightning delay. Here we go.
The thing about Gogi is, wow.
We got some action outside. Leroy, can we get to the Weatherplex, maybe?
No. No, I'm not going by that window. I'm going to see the weather from here. All I know is we saw a lightning bolt, and it came with
the force, dude.
Boom, we could feel it.
That was not Steven Stamkos in the Tampa Bay Lightning.
But think about this. The thing is that Gogi, right, he's just good to have around.
True.
He's good to have around.
I kind of want to be like, that's honestly.
I don't.
I want to be new UD. Like,
no, no, no.
You need
no.
that veteran.
No. Because, see, here's the thing. If Gogi was sitting in there in that chair, he'd been getting some run.
You think so?
Oh,
he
yes.
He would get some PT.
Oh,
he
yes.
He would be getting some PT.
But here's the problem. All those guys that we talk about, none of them play a lick of damn defense. You can't keep adding guys like that. We got the non-defensive offensive players covered. We got that on lock.
No, but here's the thing. I would love to have him there for a guy like Jovich, you know. He's been the captain. He's been the leader. You know, I just think that's important. I think it's important yes. to have a guy like that.
But
Udonis has. Let me just make this clear. It's impossible to replace what Udonis brings. Because
no, because you
he's
here.
One.
You,
but he's
UD a, can go into that room, into that building, and walk up to any player and let them know how it is, and that player ain't going to do a damn thing about it.
But Goran is, and I think that Goran just has that. First of all, he just does it in his own way. He would tell people, he's like, bam, got to be more aggressive. Like, he'd say this stuff in the media when right. everybody's trying to be PC.
Right.
I see more of be like, hey, buddy, you got to be more aggressive.
I know, but you've seen, like, have you ever seen the video of him screaming at his Slovenian teammates?
Yes.
No, I have not. Can you send me that?
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. He's like,
we ran with that for like a month.
Oh, it's one of the best videos ever because like they're all like getting their heads down and you just see Goran Dragic. And the funny thing, we're all thinking to himself, why is he yelling at them in English? And he's just like, why you put your heads down? Keep your head up, play. Yeah. And they're just like, oh, and they went on and won the championship.
Yeah.
Guy was a monster.
I think
that works a lot, especially in the KHL when you have a head coach that speaks only Russian, you have an American player. Like, what do they say? Like, don't worry about it.
I just think he's one of those pro players that whatever capacity, it'll be fun.
Hell yeah.
Right?
We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Streaming live on YouTube. Some breaking NBA news. Frank Vogel is the new Suns coach.
Huh. Frank Vogel?
Wait, he's back?
He's back, dude.
How the hell is that going to work with KD?
I don't know.
Sam Cassell's out there. He should be a head coach.
I can't believe we're going back to Frank. I mean, he's a champion, you know.
No, I don't count that championship.
Well, there is an asterisk. Goran was hurt. So you're welcome, Frank Vogel. Frank Vogel got that job because of Goran Dragic's foot.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right.
Frank Vogel is now – so this is – how many jobs has Frank Vogel had?
Can I
– is the rotating coach
– Pacers.
Pacers, Magic, Lakers, Suns.
That's four.
Man, I really thought the Magic –
they just keep rotating the same coaches, huh?
They really do.
Yeah,
they really
do. It's like
do.
Hockey almost. It's like hockey.
They really do. The same guys, Frank Vogel. All right. Frank Vogel back in Phoenix. That's a strange one.
Yep.
Not a fan of that hire.
Me neither.
Who did you predict? Because I said Sam Cassell.
Sam Cassell, I've heard, has gotten some buzz. Oh my like god. Why are Nick Friedell and this other dude? Where are they? Are they at Yellowstone?
That's the Red Rock amphitheater.
Oh.
That's the only like when you think of Denver, there's two things. That. Coors Light.
I guess so. But yeah, Frank Vogel being the head coach, that's a little bit weird.
That's like I would to be honest with you, I think one of the best temperamented coaches that I've ever seen is the coach they just fired, Monty Williams.
Yeah, who just got the bag.
Right, but I'm just saying that guy in a locker room with men gives me confidence.
Yep.
And for them to run him off to get
Frank Vogel?
The human yell box, right? Like,
you remember when he would do that? When he would yell at the Heat players, ah! Like, grow up, Peter
it
Pan.
It sounds like A-Rod when he did it.
Somewhere. It's exactly what A-Rod did. A-Rod, he would do that to Norris Cole. He would like, ah! I'm like, really? Like, that's your coaching?
I think, see now, when you're Detroit, you got to pay an upcharge to get a reputable coach.
Of course. Because
basically that coach brings you
credibility.
Credibility.
Yeah,
correct.
Which they haven't had since Joe Dumars left.
Well, since Larry Brown's.
I would say Flip Saunders. Too.
Flip Saunders. I like Flip Saunders.
R.I.P.
Right. But so they paid for credibility. which is probably another $2 million a year.
Yeah, they paid for a lot for him, for Stan Van Gundy.
Right. Dwayne Casey.
Dwayne Casey. They've paid a lot of money for coaches.
Right.
Mo Cheeks, by the way, too.
But this guy seems, no matter where he is, to have one hell of a rapport with the players. And so the way players are sensitive now, and this is why Mike McDaniel is having such an awesome time with everybody likes his approach.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether they can win or not, it's one thing to be able to coach your guys. It's another thing to get them receptive to learning. Awesome. Right?
Yeah, definitely. And you can be a total football guy like Nick Sirianni.
Right. So from that standpoint, I'll be interested to see how that plays out because you got Chris Paul and
– Maybe.
Well, maybe. Chris Paul and then you're talking about KD. Those are two ornery basketball players. What is Frank Vogel going to go in there and yell at those two?
I mean, look, he was able – he lasted a little bit with LeBron, you know. He did.
It was a hot minute.
Hot minute.
Like a New York minute.
He gets him to play defense. He's a good defensive coach. I guess, when you have KD and you have Devin Booker, you don't need to teach offense.
You do need to come up with a system that allows.
You do need to get DeAndre Ayton to play a little tougher.
He is soft.
You know what? I'm going to say this about people or organizations and about. I don't understand how you could say you don't want a guy and then somebody else offers to pay him and then you match it. Let him go. Let him go. They should just let DeAndre Ayton go.
I agree.
And to now be stuck with that contract when you already have said, because you didn't give him, you didn't max him out, that you didn't want him, now you're stuck with him. And I think sometimes, you know what? Sometimes organizations and teams got to have the stones to say, have a go.
The Heat did it with Tyler Johnson.
Yep, they did.
Yeah, they go, no
we remember.
Way.
I remember
they kind of did it with Hassan. They just signed Hassan before the Mavericks were able to offer him. It wasn't like he wasn't restricted. He was unrestricted, but like the Mavs were going to offer him a ton of money, and they kept him.
You know,
but that's another thing. Like, you know why you had questions about signing this guy to all that money?
I don't want to talk about that summer.
And then you do it anyway.
We're in the finals. I don't want to talk about that summer.
Oh, that was not.
Do you think Bob Myers will land in Phoenix? Or where do you see him landing?
I don't think he is. I think they have James Jones there. Apparently he's like in a reserve role, but apparently like this Ishbia is basically like he's going to be a very hands-on owner. That's what the word is. Like he's going to be super hands-on. I guess he's got Isaiah Thomas in his ear too, which is crazy.
That's a bad person having your ear. That's a bad person.
What? It's not mine.
I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to know what I mean. And it's not really meant to be disrespectful.
But, yeah, respect to the former FIU head basketball coach.
But buckle up just in case it's taken the wrong way. So keep in mind, in no way, shape, or form am I saying anything negative here. This has the feel of Mike Tannenbaum and Stephen Ross having the ear or Mike Tannenbaum.
It sounds exactly – actually, you're right. It's exactly like that. Like, you got to sit next to Stephen Ross in a luxury box for every game for a year, and then he just made you GM.
Right. So you hanging out with Isaiah Thomas, who has had a chance at coaching, had a coach at GMing, had a chance at GMing, right? Wasn't good at it.
Nope.
And now he has your ear? I'm like, I'd be like, yo, Isaiah, we could be friends. I'll fly you around in my jet, but I ain't listening to your advice in basketball.
He's very charming.
Was he a basketball operations guy too?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Knicks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now you see why there's a Knicks right. lost basketball generation up north. Yeah. It's a Paul Holmgren effect.
He clearly wants to be around basketball because I think, didn't he do the FIU thing for free?
Yes, he did do that for free.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they still fired him.
That was the funniest thing ever. I remember when he got fired.
You got fired from a free job.
You can't get fired for volunteering?
Yes. Wow.
He's a fat bum on that one.
Let me hear from this. So this was yesterday. We'll back into the finals next segment. But yesterday before the finals, Adam Silver had addressed the Ja Morant situation. And doesn't sound great for Ja. Like, it doesn't sound great from the way the commissioner is talking about this, and basically sounds like they're holding off their punishment for him because they don't want to take away from the finals. This was Adam Silver yesterday.
Adam, there's another investigation involving Ja Morant, and can you update us on where you are on the timeline, when you expect it to end? And since there seems to be not a lot of precedent for this situation, how do you assess what kind of punishment to deliver, if indeed there is a punishment here?
So in assessing what discipline is appropriate, if that's the case, we look at both the history of prior acts, but then we look at the individual player's history as well. And so that and the seriousness, of course, of the conduct. So those are all things that get factored. It's not an exact science. It comes down to judgment at the end of the day on the part of me and my colleagues in the league office. In terms of the timing, we've uncovered a fair amount of additional information. I think since I was still asked about the situation, I would say we probably could have brought it to a head now, but we made the decision, and I believe the Players Association agrees with us, that it would be unfair to these players and these teams in the middle of this series to announce the results of that investigation. And given that we're, of course, in the off season, he has now been suspended by the Memphis Grizzlies indefinitely, and so nothing would have changed anyway in the next few weeks. It seemed better to park that at the moment, at least any public announcement. And my sense now is that shortly after the conclusion of the finals, we will announce the outcome of that investigation.
Not great, Bob.
I'm telling you, y'all want me to break that down for you?
Yeah.
Yes.
The level of punishment that we are prepared to come with after unveiling additional information would be so big that it would ruin the NBA Finals.
Yep.
So we're going to wait till the NBA Finals are over to give you something after that. Because if we do it now,
it's going to over.
You ain't going to talk about,
especially a finals that people will say like doesn't, doesn't have.
Right. They're already trying to peak. If it was the Lakers in Boston, I think they would have came down with it.
Right.
Because you can't break that up. But because it's the Heat and Denver, they say, well, we don't want to do nothing to take away from it. Now, I will say this. John got to be better, right? This is not, you know, I hate when we take situations where guys do stupid things and say, oh, I need to seek counsel or some help, okay? No, you just need some get right. You need to make better decisions, right? Going and talk to somebody else to get you as an individual to make better decisions ain't going to do nothing. You knew damn well you probably should have, you know what? You got a gun in the car? Let's stay away from that, right? I've already been in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That's the decision need to be made.
Also, stop Instagram living.
Right. That's my other point.
You, people around you.
And
we don't need
the phone away.
There does not need to be a Ja Morant network.
Right.
Not right now.
He's going to lose his Nike deal. Do you think he's going to lose the whole season next year?
I don't know. I mean, like, that's a very ominous type of announcement from Adam Silver, where he's just like, you know, we found out other information and we feel like it would take away, and the Players Association agrees? Players Association agreeing with you?
Never happens.
Yeah. No, that doesn't sound great. That doesn't sound great.
Again, we can come up with all the different explanations as to why these things are being done. I'm a firm believer that at some point, with what's at stake, the player has to have a better interest in his future because he's the only one that's really going to, you know, understand it. Now, keep in mind, he's already made a boatload of money.
Sure.
So.
But, I mean, like, listen. If he's
relative to nothing.
He blew it on a few things already if you saw the videos.
Right. But if, you know, I think he's going to be suspended for like half a year.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's going to be something major.
I think it's going to be a whole year.
Send
a message.
Wait, because here's, no. We don't, come on, stop. We don't send messages. You get penalized for doing something wrong.
Well, like,
here's the issue. The issue is you notice, this is where I knew it was going to be something serious. When he said, we acquired some additional information.
Right.
So that means just the stuff you know.
Exactly.
Is not why we're coming down with this punishment.
Mm-hmm.
It's the additional information.
That's why, like, maybe Trevor is right. Because it's like because half a year is bad. I mean, that's a huge message as it is. But if they do have other stuff. Because we already thought it was going to be. You know, people were talking half a year.
Right.
Either half way, a year is like Ron Artest.
But wait.
This is crazy.
So, let me take the other side of this for a second. You're going to suspend a guy a whole year for just flashing a gun?
Well, that's the thing. It depends on the additional information.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
I get his situation warrants a penalty. His situation warrants somebody doing something to get through to him so that he can have a career in the future. I get all that. But a whole year for flashing a gun? That sounds steep.
We'll see.
Even to me, who believes that it's all on Ja to make better decisions.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break. Final hour of the show coming up after this.
WQAM, broadcasting live from the Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.